Okay. we left off. I pointed out that there was a bit of a machlokes about how easy it is for an asham to transform to an olaf. We recall, I'm not going to repeat what we left off with yesterday. We dealt with a lundish approach as to whether when an asham is nitak l'riyam becomes an ola, it becomes an ola and loses its history legamre, or it's still an asham, just has certain flexibility. And we tied that into the Gemara here in the Shittim Kvetz Tentura, and we said perhaps that would also tie into the question of how easy or hard it is. How many steps do you need to do in order to turn an asham into an ola, or to make it able to be nikrav as an ola? And now I want to get into the practicalities of that sugya based on the drush of the Gemara. The last line of the Gemara that we learned was, let's just go back to Rav Huna, the Amr of Huna Marav, right? The last lines that we read last time. Asham shenita kluriyan. Asham that was what's a good translation for nitak?
Transposed.
Okay, that's a very good. That's a fancy word. But an asham that was sort of put aside for re'iyah, meaning to graze until it gets a mum, l'chadchili, you have to let it graze until it gets a mum, then redeem it, then use the money for an ola, v'shachto stam, and instead of waiting until it gets a mum and use the money for an ola, you shecht it itself, and you even do it stam. You don't think whether it's going to be an ola or not. Nonetheless, it's kosher, it's a kosher ola, meaning it's at the point where even though you're not supposed to bring it at all, if you just shecht it stam, it's a good ola. the nitak in lo nitak lo. That's only if it was nitak, not if it was not nitak. Only if it was nitak l'ri'iya. But before it was nitak, then it wouldn't be kosher, because it's still a full, a regular asham. How do we know? How do we know that it's still a regular asham until nitak? What does nitak mean, by the way? I don't mean here how to translate the word, which is a challenge that I had. I mean, practically, what makes it nitak l'ri'iya? Let's remember, by the way, what are cases of an asham that would be nitak l'ri'iya? For example, asham shemesu balam, right? If the owner dies, then the asham is nitak l'ri'iya, or niskapru balam, right? If the owner brought a different asham for that sin, or was just left over, right, which is also for a different asham that had left over, then that would also be an asham shenita gluriya. Okay, there are other examples also. Those are the simplest ones. So in those cases, if it's nitak, then it's kosher as an ola. If it's not nitak, then it's pasul. It's an asham that has no justification for being nekrav. What practically makes it nitak? Like, when is it nitak? I'm not asking any love this. I'm not asking a translation of the word either. We'll leave a linguist to figure out what the best word for nitak is. Maybe it's transposed. But practically, what does nitak mean?
Rashi says a base deal.
So Rashi says in one place, right, on our sugya and in other sugyas, Rashi's pretty consistent across Shas, if you look it up. He says, nitak, he says, shemesu bailam v'neskapur ba'achir, right, either the owner died or brought an asham already, v'nitak in an asham l'ri'iya, and it was transferred from Asham to Re'iyah. Sha'amulo Bezin Hosi'uhu V'yirah. Bezin gives a declaration and commands him to send it out to pasture. Okay, so it's a psak Bezin. Could be Nitak L'Re'iyah. Rashi, a little later on, in two Rashis later, Dimrasel Nitak in, says, Dimi Akar Shem Asham Minei. Nitak takes away the Shem Asham. Mishanim Sar L'Roa. Once it was handed over to a shepherd. So here it's a little tricky, and you have seriousness of Rashi's Be'er Shas. First he says a Psak of Bezdin, and then he says handed over to a shepherd. So is it the Psak of Bezdin, or is it that the owner actually sends it out to pasture? I assume it doesn't need to be a shepherd. He could give it to anyone. I mean, I guess when he sends it out to pasture.
It's the same thing. Couldn't you put it in the list of things that...
Could it be the same thing?
I mean, Bezin's psak is the same as...
It means that he's now passing it over.
Okay. Although, practically, maybe first Bezin would say something, and then he would hand it over to the rower. right? So lachor, the way the achronim would assume, and I'm going to go with this, is that Rashi thinks either of these are called nitak l'riya. After all, if you go to Beis Din, and Beis Din paskins for you, then that's nitak l'riya. What if you don't go to Beis Din? What if you know the halacha? You don't have to go to Beis Din, right? It's not Malkus and Mises Beis Din. Then you need to do something, so either you have a declaration of Beis Din, or you hand it over to the shepherd. Yeah, random assume, I think this makes sense, that either one, as long as you do have something, right? So Rashi says,
what if you're a shepherd?
A psak Beis Din. What if you're a shepherd? That's a good question. Meaning, what if you're a shepherd and you keep it with your sheep anyway? Right? So what do you do to make it nitak l'riya? The answer is, I don't know, unless, perhaps, this is what you got to wonder. This whole nitak l'riya, you wanted it to get a mum, right? You're waiting until it gets a mum. So maybe, like all your sheep, you would guard very carefully. Meaning, a stam sheep for business purposes. You don't care if it gets a mum, but the same kind of things that make you get a mum are things that might be dangerous to the sheep and make you lose money. So you watch them very carefully. Maybe this sheep you would like send out on its own. Maybe that's how you would do it. You would sort of send it out, you know, unsupervised. But it's a great question. And Rashi also says, nimsar laroa, and maybe you could say that what Rashi means is if someone has a better pshat, I'm willing to hear. But either one, if you go to Beis Din, Beis Din's psak has a certain tokef, has a certain power, and that's called nitzak l'riya. That's sort of declaring that it's no longer an asham. And if you don't have a Beis Din, then when you actually send it somewhere, that's declaring it's no longer an asham.
I thought that this could be part of your chakira last time as to whether an asham is essentially an ola, and if it's not an ola, if it's not essentially an ola, so then you need a psak. You need a chalos to change its status. But the first side, you don't need the chalos. You just need a bivur, so to speak. I don't use the word bovir.
Okay, but that's going out on a limb, that assuming that perhaps you actually need a Beis Din. What, you can't do it without a Beis Din? That would be a big chish. Maybe. Although it's also funny, like, why would Rashi...
That's my problem.
Yeah, so I hear your taina, theoretically... But practically, I'm not sure that I'm convinced. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara now. I want to save this box because I think there's another way of translating it. Practically translating what nitak means. But let's leave that for now.
Nitak mean cut off? You know, is this cut off from its original identity?
Right.
Hashem, by itself. You don't have to do anything. But then what do you do to go forward is your question.
So
it can be cut off from its physical...
What is Zusha suggesting here? Tell me if I'm understanding you correctly. But Zusha is suggesting that maybe nitak doesn't mean that you have to do one of these things Rashi means. It just means, after all, nitak is a passive language, right? It's lashon nifal, I think. Not such a big expert in dicta, but it certainly looks like lashon nifal. So maybe I'm not going to go there. Maybe nita just means like in and of itself it's cut off, meaning practically, maybe what you're suggesting is you don't have to do anything to make it nita.
Yes.
It just means that it's no longer fit for an asha.
That's how Rav Shach learns it.
And that is very good. Okay, so maybe you could say.
There's in the ramp on that one.
Maybe you could say, okay, fine. Steal the punchlines if you must. Maybe you could say, but I want to get to seeing why we want to say that.
Yeah.
Maybe you could say, so far we have no one explicitly says this until the Avi Ezri Taka does. Maybe you could say that it just means mesu bailav o niskapru bailav. It doesn't mean you have to do something additionally. Right? It's just another way of saying that it's no longer fit for an asham. And now, it is fit for grazing, because you can't bring it as an asham. Okay, does anyone say that? We'll have to say that's clearly not how Rashi understands. Rashi and Tosfos both understand that nituk is some step you have to do. Whether it's a step in Beis Din, or whether it's a step out in the field, out in the pasture lands. Zusha is suggesting that maybe nituk is just another word for... Ashram Shemesu Bailam is Kapu Bailam. It's Mimela Nituk. Okay, let us hold that thought for a moment. And now let's get back to Rashi and Tosfos' problem. Or at least Rashi seems to be blissfully not bothered by this problem. But Tosa's problem is the Gemara in Pesachim. Okay, there's each of these Gemaras appears multiple times in Shas, or at least something similar to it. We'll stick with Zvachim and Pesachim. In Zvachim, it seems pretty clear. What does the Gemara say? Nitak in, lo nitak lo. Only after Nitak it's kosher for an Ola. Before Nitak, it's still an Asham, it's Pasul. Right? Because it's an unnecessary Asham. How do we know that before Nitak it's Pasul? My time I recall, who baba yaso yehei. The extra word who means, remember, there's a segueing off, who not meaning it has to be Lashma. Rather, what does Asham who mean? Asham who means that it stays an Asham until Nitak. So, Mida Oraisa, it's Pasul until Nitak. That's what it sounds like from Zvachim Daf Hey Amid Beis. Right, Zvachim Daf Hey Amid Beis. Min HaTorah Pasul Ad Shas Nitok because of who? The problem is, the Gemara seems to be the opposite in Maseches Pesachim. In Maseches Pesachim, Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara says, it starts with the exact same place. An asham shenitak l'riya. If you shecht it stam, it's kosher. It says kosher ola. If you shecht it stam, right? So that shows doesn't need akira. You don't need to like make it an ola by thinking ola. It's been a stam an ola. So ask the Gemara. Ihachi ki lo nitak nami. Even before nitak, it should be okay. Right? Even before nitak, it should be okay. Now, what should the Gemara answer according to our sugya? Yeah. She said, who says that it's possible midoraisa until after nitak? Nitak. It stays in Asham until nitak. However, the Gemara there says, gzeira la'achar kapara atu lifte kapara midrabanan, it's possible until nitak. As a gzeira atu lifte kapara. What does lifte kapara mean? Lifte kapara means when it's still a valid Asham. For example, let's say a guy is mafresh, two sheep for an Asham. Here's a backup. So if he brings one of them, then the second one is Asham Shinis Kapur Bailov and goes to Re'iyah. And it grazes until gets a moment you sell it, use it for an Ola. And if you shecht it itself, it's also kosher for an Ola as we see in our Sugya. But what if he would take one of those two and before he brought an Asham, he would bring it as an Ola? That's for sure a problem. It can't turn into an Ola. Well, it's still eligible to be an Asham. That's before Kapara. Before Kapara means it's not Asham Shinis Kapur Baila. It's Asham that the guy still needs to bring an Asham. So that's obviously not allowed to be brought as an Ola. So he made a Gzeira Kod Acher Kapara Kodim Nitok Atu Kodim Kapara. So what does it say in Pesachim Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph? It says Min HaTorah Kasher Achar kapara kodem nitok, right? But midrabanan pasul lifnei nitok gzeira atu lifnei kapara. What do I mean by kapara? Kapara means you brought another one, and now you don't need this one for an usher anymore. So here we have a flat-out stira. This is what bothers Tosfos on our daf, as well as Tosfos all over Shas. So we just have to figure out what's the halacha, what is the status of this asham between kapara and nitok. Clearly before kapara, I have this asham. I haven't brought an asham yet. I need to bring an asham. Obviously I'm not going to bring it as an ola. And if I bring it as an ola, it's a problem. Clearly after nitok, it's before Shin Gemara, that if I would shecht it, it would be a fine ola. What about in between kapara and nitok? Our Gemara says, who teaches us the pasul midoraisa? It retains its strong asham identity till nitok because of who, which is a retention of identity. While the Gemara in Pesachim says mefurish, that's only a problem midrabanan. Midoraisa, it's fine. It's only midrabanan they made xera that it's pasul until nitok. Why? Because if you would consider it kosher before nitok, the next guy might think it's kosher to take a perfectly good asham and turn it into an ola. And that's clearly not acceptable. So how do we deal with this stira? So, here we have a famous machlokas Rashi and Tosos, how to interpret our Gemara. Right? So let's see, let's start with Rashi. How does he interpret Zvachim Daf Hegel and Beis? How does he interpret Pesachim Daf Ayin Gimel and Beis? And what's his shita as to the status being kapara linituk, right? So Rashi here says very clearly that lo, how does he interpret our Gemara? Kipshuto. Rashi takes our Gemara like the Pashat Pshat, which means lo nitak, pasol, because of the word who. Meaning, it's a psul d'oraisa. He also, Rashi in Psachim, takes the Gemara in Psachim, kipshuto.
Pasul le'olam, right?
Yes. It's also pasul as an asham, because it's this kapra bailam, right? Or it makes the bailam are dead, or the bailam already brought an asham, so it's pasul legamri. I mean, there's no option. He also takes this Gemara, kipshuto. He says, lo nitak is pasul midrabanan, because of Xera. Okay, what is his shita? That's what Rashi himself says. So now what does he do with the stira between Psachim and Zvachim? So I think if you read, not what people say within Rashi, but Rashi himself in both of these sugyas, then you really have no, I don't think you have any choice but to come to the conclusion that the Ramban comes to. The Ramban says, before he gets it within Rashi, the Ramban is Shulis before when he's within Rashi. Upeirish Rashi, etc. Elish Eshes Gamzum and Asugis Hamaschalfos Bechilof Hamaseftos. There's some sugyas that in different Masechtos hold differently. What he means by Maschalfos Bechilof Hamaseftos is that it doesn't seem to be this is only one opinion, that's one opinion. They both seem to be the Stam opinion of the Gemara. But even the Stam opinion of the Gemara, in one Masechet could be different than another, okay? Why in one Masechet did the Stam of the Gemara hold one thing, and another Masechet the Stam hold another thing? Go ask the historians. But the Ramban says that this is a phenomenon which he acknowledges, called Sugyas Hamaschalfos. So, in other words, it is a Machlokes Hasugyos, whether it's Pasol Min HaTorah or midrabanan. Okay, it's a machlokas asugyos. The that's Rashi. The Tosfos holds differently, right? Tosfos, both the Ri, which is the Stam Dea, there's an unnamed Dea in our Tosfos, which is Yesh Lomar, which is unnamed, but in the other Menachos you see that this is the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. Both the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam hold very, very clearly that what's the din of the status being kapara l'nitok, that mida oraisa, it's kosher kodem nitok, and only mida rabbanan, it's pasul because of Igzera. That they hold very, very clearly. Meaning, they take the Gemara in Psachim is controlling, right? Really, Midoraisa. There's no problem. You don't need Nituk. Midoraisa, you don't need Nituk. says, then, they take this Gemara Kipshuto. Lo Nituk. Pasol. Midrabanan. Mishum Gzera. But what do they do with our Gemara? Our Gemara says no Nituk is Pasol because it says who? Which is clearly a drasha d'oraisa. So here, the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam have two different strategies for reinterpreting our Gemara. The Ri says, again, it's not called the Ri here, but it's clearly the Ri, if you look in the parallel Tosasim. it says, Bava Yosihei Kodim Kapara, says the Ri, that he reinterprets the Gemara. He says, Kodem Kapara is Pasul Mishum Hu. What does Hu teach us? Even though an Asham could be an Ola after it's no longer eligible to be an Asham, after Niskapru Ba'alav or after Mesu Ba'alav, then it can become an Ola. But while it can still be a valid Asham, you're not allowed to turn it into an ola, and even b'di'evet, it doesn't work turning into an ola. That's a, who means as long as it can be an asham before kapara, before you brought another asham, as long as it can be an asham, you can't turn it into an ola. Which we might have thought was never kasha. Well, you need a drasha to tell me as long as it's a good asham, I can't turn it into an ola? Apparently, yes. Apparently, at least in the level of havamina, it's a fascinating havamina. The question is always how much the darsha from havamina is. The havamina is, even if it's mamish, mafresh, and asham, and it's perfectly eligible to bring as an asham, it still has so much flexibility within it that I could bring it as an ola. Every asham could really be an ola. Okay, who tells us no? That's ridiculous. Don't think that. An asham can only be an ola when it can't be an asham anymore.
You don't think that that follows on your side of the chart?
Yes.
That it really was an ola in the first place?
Yes, I agree. This is clearly in the Havamina, and the Havamina should be revelatory on some level, is saying that an asham really is an ola. Kodin kapara is plushers umhu, but Argamar doesn't say kodin kapara. Argamar says kodin nituk. So what does it mean? You just have to add, by brackets, I mean, what the Gemara doesn't say, vilachain gazru kodin nituk. That's how the Rebbe Dar Gemara. Our Gemara is really telling us why Kodim Kapara it's possible as an Ola. And that's a who until you bring a different Asham and you no longer need this for an Asham, it's possible. And then, sort of in brackets, the Gemara doesn't say, but figures you'll figure out on your own, before Nituk it's possible as an Ola. Why? Because before Kapara it's possible Midoraisa because of who? And then Nidrabbanan, they mean Xer Kodim Nituk Atu Kodim Kapara. That's how the Rebbe reads our Gemara. He just adds something. So what the Rebbe does is he adds a line. I don't mean he adds a line to our Gemara like he changed the Gersa of the Gemara. I mean he adds an assumed line to our Gemara that the Gemara says. Why is it possible before Nituk? Ah, because who says it's possible before Kapara? And then Midrabbanan, they mean Xera, Acher Kapara Kodem Nituk, Atu Lifne Kapara. So if we just read our Gemara. What is our Gemara saying? According to Rashi, it's saying, who? That means that Bahavayato shel Asham v'lo ola yehei ad shas mituk. That's a Rashi reads who. How does the Rebbe mean, read who? He says, who equals Bahavayaso shel Asham Velo Ola Yehei Ad Sheyiskaper Ba'acher, right, until he brings another one. And it goes without saying, that Midrabanan Puzzle Achar Kapara Kodem Nituk Atu Kodem Kapara. That's what he just adds, it goes without saying. Rabbeinu Tam changes the Gersa in our Gemara. Okay, he doesn't change the Gersa just because he likes changing the Gersa. It's well known historically that Rabbeinu Tam is against people who change the Gersa just because they felt like it. But he changed the Gersa because he says that in parallel sugyas, we have different gersos and different manuscripts in all these sugyas, but he says in parallel sugyas you don't have the line in nitek in lo nitek lo. You don't have that line. Rather, he turns a Gemara around 100%. What does he say? He says that our Gemara, it doesn't mean why it's pasul. Rather, it means why it's kosher. Says Rabbeinu Tam, he changes the gersa, Rabbeinu Tam and our Gemara, and says, what does it mean? Who equals what's Havayato according to the Rabbeinu Tam?
It's already an Ola.
Behavayato shel Ola. Havayato, not its past Havaya. Havayato is future Havaya. Not what it was, but what it will be. Behavayato shel Ola Yehei Kvar Mishas Kapara. And also, he has to add a little goes without saying, Umidrabanan Pasol Ad Shas Nituk because of a Xera. But he has to change the Gersa. Take out Nituk in Lo Nituk Lo. It's not explaining why it's Pasol until Nituk. It's explaining why it's Kusher after Nituk. Why is it Kusher after Nituk? After all, the Gemara says Yira Avshi Yistoi, right? Kol Shebachatas Mesa. Whatever a chatas would die, for example, if a guy already brought a chatas, has two animals and brought one as a chatas, in most circumstances, right? Without getting into the details, a guy has a chatas and dies, that chatas dies, it's useless. A guy has a chatas, he loses it, he brings another chatas, then he found the fight for the first one, it's a leftover chatas and he already was miskaper, that chatas dies, it's useless. So, any case where the chatas dies, the asham grazes. How do we know that when the asham grazes, it doesn't, it grazes means, it grazes, it gets a mum, use the money for an ola. How do we know you can bring itself as an ola if you want? I mean, we don't, l'chadchila, but if you want, if you do, it's okay. Because who, since in the end the money would be an ola, it's an ola already. And that's Rabbeinu Tam, he changed the girsa, and what it's saying is, that achar kapara kosher le'ola mishum hu. Okay, and the reason they say after nituk is because midrash rabbanan in exera that it shouldn't be kosher till after nituk.
Could they be differing on this whole concept if something's omeg le, I forget the word, if it's omeg like fruit, if it's omeg for harvesting, it says already harvested, and there,
right,
so, he doesn't hold that, so it's...
Right, so I'm not convinced, because here they're arguing have a darshan who, not what the rule is misvara. So I'm not, because after all, here it's not really omeg. Omeg usually means it's omeg to do itself. Here, Rabbeinu Tam says, it's really omeg to let it graze and get a mum and redeem and use the money for an ola. So to say from that that you could bring it itself as an ola, for that you need Xeris and Kasim of who. And the chiddush of this...
So that's the essentially the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, whether or not you use the interim stage of the money or you're using the animal itself. That's like the big nafkamina between the two?
No. Everyone agrees that if you bring the animal itself, it's kosher.
Even Rashi?
After Nituk.
No, after Nituk.
After Nituk, everyone agrees you bring the animal. They only argue...
The stage before.
Right, they only argue if you would bring the...
You're talking about the stage before Nituk. That's
yes. Yes. So before Nituk, that's the machlokas.
That's the big machlokas.
Yes. Correct.
Tosis.
Correct. Whether if you brought the animal itself, it would be kosher or not. That's the big machlokas. Rashi and Tosis. You know, Tom points out here that it's a little funny because there is a halacha l'moshe miSinai that kol shebechatas mesa ba'asham roeh. Asham is Zachar, as we point out. So what does this mean? Kol Shebechatas? Let's just think about it. There's a halacha Moshe Misinai. The halacha Moshe Misinai says, Kol Shebechatas Mesa, whenever you have a leftover chatas that dies, it's useless. But Asham Roa, in an Asham, it goes to graze. What do you mean it goes to graze? It itself is kosher as an Ola.
Right.
So what does this mean? So, here, according to Rashi, this makes, Rashi and Zvachim, right?
Yeah.
This makes perfect sense, right? Does it really have to be Roeh? So, according to Rashi and Zvachim, the answer is Pashat. Yes. It's Halacha Lo Shem Sinai, Shekasher Rak, Acharei Shenitak Liria, right? So Halacha Moshe Sinai. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a little funny.
Right.
It's only Midrabana Nitak Liria. Mida Raisa, as soon as the Skapu Bailov, as soon as you don't need it for an Asham, Mida Raisa, it's kosher for an Ola. It's only Midrabana that you send it out to graze. So what's the Halacha Moshe Sinai? So that our Tosfos is not so clear on, like, how do you explain the halacha Moshe Misinai? He has one opinion. What's his one opinion? Says the Rabbeinu Tam, an interesting line, in lachash ikai kri helchasa. He said, that's funny, usually you'd think the pasuk should not be interpreting a halacha Moshe Misinai. Actually, not usually you'd think. You might think, if you didn't know Shas as well as Rabbeinu Tam, or interpret Shas the way Rabbeinu Tam does, that, like, a pasuk could be interpreting another pasuk that we have all the time. This pasuk is telling you how to, that based on that pasuk to say something else, right? But a pasuk should not be interpreting halacha Moshe Misinai. Said, you know how you have some like two pasukim, like one pasuk you would have gotten halfway. With two pasukim, you get all the way to this halacha. You wouldn't have thought a pasuk could build on halacha Moshe Misinai. Kamash Malan says, Rinatam, a pasuk can build on Allah Moshe Sinai, apparently. Rinatam says, this drasha of who only makes sense after the halakha Moshe Sinai. This drasha of who is modifying the, halakha Moshe Sinai. What's he saying? He says, Rabbeinu Tam, that, no, the halakha Moshe Sinai tells us that it would graze, and it's not true in the end. In the end, the halakha Moshe Sinai is not strictly true. I think this is what he means here. This is one of his three opinions in Pesachim, really. Rabbeinu Tam is very clear about what to do with this halakha Moshe Sinai. There is no rule of Roa, according to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Tosos, you don't need Roa. You just need Ashim Sinas Kapur Bailov. So what does this rule Ba'asham Roa mean? For Rashi, you understand what it means. It means you have to send it out to pasture. Why do you have to send it out to pasture? In order to declare that it's no longer for an Asham. Once you've declared it's not for an Asham, it's now kosher to bring as an Ola. But I get L'chachila, you always wait till it gets a Ola. But it's now kosher as an Ola once you declare that it's not an Asham. How do you end the story of Asham? You end the story of Asham by sending it to pasture. Especially right, whether verbally or physically. Yeah. That's Rashi. But according to Tosos, you don't have to send it to pasture. Once it's an Asham that's Niskapu Bailov, after Kapar, it's Kashmi Daraisa. It's only Xerat Rabbanat who need to Turiya. So, then what does the Halacha Moshe Sinai mean? So, he has three opinions here. First opinion is that, does it still have to be Roa? No, and this is what he seems to say here. No, it doesn't still have to be Roa. What does the Halacha Moshe Sinai mean? So he says that the Halacha Moshe Sinai is more of a setup for the Pasuk. Right? That the Halacha Moshe Sinai de Roa Uba Drushas who to fix the halacha Moshe Sinai lehosif uletaken halacha Moshe Sinai lomar diyikrav ola yikariv ola miyad. The halacha Moshe Sinai says it's roa. You send it to pasture, and in the end, bring it as an ola. Comes the pasuk which says who and modifies the halacha Moshe Sinai. Comes the pasuk that says who. Right? And says, that halacha Moshe Sinai is that in the end much later can be an Ola. Who? Bahama Yasu Yehei, since it could eventually be an Ola, could already now be an Ola, and modifies and rewrites the halacha Moshe Sinai that it's an Ola right away. Kasher is an Ola right away. Whoever heard that a pasuk could modify and rewrite a halacha Moshe Sinai? We know Pesukim do this to Pesukim. One pasuk says something, and another pasuk says we reinterpret that pasuk to mean something else. You ever heard that a pasuk reinterpret the halacha Moshe Sinai to mean something else? Why can't the halacha Moshe Sinai just be clear in and of itself? Okay, so says Rabbeinu Tam, don't be surprised if a pasuk would rewrite a halacha Moshe Sinai, and now we have a two-step drasha. Only the pasuk who, we wouldn't have known what that meant. Who, it is now what it is in the future. But we don't know what it is in the future. Halacha Moshe Sinai says in the future it's Ola, after it grazes. Says the drasha of who, it's right now in Ola. It's right now in Ola, because what it would be in the future, it is now. That is the reading of Tam. It's surprising, because like the halacha Moshe Sinai is false. And then the pasuk comes and changes it to something else, which is not a surprising thing. So the reading of Tam, don't be surprised, this is allowed to happen.
Do you mean a drusha, really, from a pasuk?
A drusha, yeah, I mean a drusha. That's the reading of Tam, what he seems to say here.
He doesn't have examples of any other instances where this happens.
He does, he says, you have to look, and what does he say?
He does, I don't know.
He says you have to look in Zvachim Kuf Tesvim Beis. In Bechoris Tesayin and Aleph. It's your cover. It's your halacha. And basically says there. If only for the halacha Moshe Sinai, you wouldn't have known it until the apostle comes and helps you.
I see.
Okay. The Rabbeinu Tam in Pesachim has a third opinion, which is a little less radical. This is his first opinion in Pesachim. Rabbeinu Tam, his third opinion in Pesachim is, no, you don't need Roa, because Be'emes Halacha Moshe Sinai Diyikrav Ola. Diyikarav Ola. There's really never Halacha Moshe Sinai Roa. It wasn't really. The halacha Moshe Sinai was never to let a grazing pass, to send it to pasture. The halacha Moshe Sinai was that it becomes an ola. That you bring it as an ola. Just from the halacha Moshe Sinai, here it's less radical. The halacha Moshe Sinai was just ambiguous. We don't know if it meant you should let it graze till it gets a mum, and then eventually after, down the line, let it be an ola, or if right away it's kosher for an ola. Right? The lo pirish. The halacha Moshe Sinai becomes an ola. The lo pirish masai. It didn't tell you when it's an ola. Says the drasha who, whatever, you're not sure if it's now or later, it's now an ola. Who, since eventually it's an ola, because we have an ambiguous halacha Moshe Sinai, so here also the pasuk is modifying halacha Moshe Sinai, but it's not changing the halacha Moshe Sinai, it's just specifying an ambiguous halacha Moshe Sinai.
You mean the first half of it was clear, but the second half of it...
Exactly. So here what we're saying is that the pasuk changes the halacha Moshe Sinai, again, by pasuk mean drasha. Here, I just mean the pasuk clarifies the halacha Moshe Sinai. The halacha Moshe Sinai was unclear. It just says, somehow, you bring it as an ola. Didn't say, you could bring it as an ola right away, you have to do something first. And it was just a vague halacha Moshe Sinai. It didn't actually say roa. It said halacha Moshe Sinai just said ola, and it was vague. And so who teaches us, since we're not sure if it becomes an ola now or later, Baba Yossi, hey, it becomes now.
Both are possible.
What?
Both masulim are possible.
Yes.
Either through mamum.
Correct. Right. You're always allowed to wait, right? Meaning, lechatchila, we do wait. Okay, that is, Rabbeinu Tam has a second opinion, Sachem. Notice I skipped the number two, which says, Rabbeinu Tam, second opinion, Sachem. Says Rabbeinu Tam's second opinion, he says, yes, really, you do need roa. Really, it's halacha Moshe Sinai roa, and you do need roa. Rabbeinu Tam's whole sheet is that you don't. So here, Rabbeinu Tam says, no, halacha Moshe Sinai. Thank you. Halacha Moshe Sinai, the mitzvah lechatchila. Shehaasham yireh udrasha sapasuk shebidi eved kasher laola miyad. Okay, he says here he has a big split between lechachila and bidi eved. That's the second opinion, Sachem. He says there really is halacha Moshe Sinai that it's roa. If there's halacha Moshe Sinai it's roa, why do I say it's mutter even before nituk? Lechatchila, you have to send out the pasture, and meaning halacha Moshe Sinai, lechatchila, send it out to pasture, let it get a mum, sell it, use the money for an ola, have the separation between its old identity of ola and its new, its old asham identity and its new bringing as an ola. But the pasuk teaches us that that's lechatchila for a mitzvah. But b'diavad, it's kashul ola miyad. So now we have four opinions as to. Okay, the Ramban also deals with this, but I think four opinions is enough for now. Four opinions as to what is the halacha Moshe Sinai. One opinion is that halacha Moshe Sinai yireh, but that's only a lechachila, as it says a mitzvah. Rashi would say halacha Moshe Sinai yireh, and that's ma'akev b'diavad, right? Before you send out to pasture, it's possible as an ola. Third opinion is that halacha Moshe Sinai yireh, but then it was changed. Right? I don't mean then historically that it was changed. I mean then conceptually. The pasuk drasha came and changed the halacha Moshe Sinai. Or halacha Moshe Sinai ola. And it was never halacha Moshe Sinai yira. It says all over Shas, halacha Moshe Sinai kol shem katnas mesa ba'asham roeh. That's just the way we said it over. That's not the original lashon of halacha Moshe Sinai. That's just the way we do it practically. That's like the kids of Shulchan Aruch version. Kol shemachatis mesa, ba'asham roeh. You should know, what should you really do? Send it out to pasture. But that wasn't the halacha Moshe Sinai. The halacha Moshe Sinai, according to this third opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, was just that kol shemachatis mesa, ba'asham ola. Ba'asham becomes an ola. Okay, so that's how we deal with the halacha Moshe Sinai, which according to Rashi is kipshuto, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, you either have to change the halacha Moshe Sinai, meaning say it was never roa in the first place, or it was roa, the pasuk changed it, or it was roa, and Rabbi Tam admits that lechachila, there's a very different plan than b'di'eved. Why? I guess lechachila, the Torah wants us to not confuse different kinds of karbanos. Says even though asham could be an ola, lechachila, separate the asham from the ola, let the asham get a mum, use the money, buy a brand new ola, and therefore, therefore, don't rely on this flexibility within one karban. But b'di'eved, you can. Okay, let's go back to then how to interpret the sugyas. Because Rashi's still a problem, because Rashi's still a sugyas meschalkos. Remember, Bali Tosfos, at least the main Rebbeinu Tam, the two most famous Bali Tosfos, they really take the Gemara in Pesachim as controlling midoraisa kasher kodem nitok, and reinterpret our Gemara either less radically or more radically Rebbeinu Tam. Rashi seems to not help us out here, but within Shitas Rashi, there are two Shitas that say that no, Mida Oraisa, Pasol Kodem Nitok, like the Pshat of the Gemara in Zvachim. Question is, how do you get that into Pesachim? Right? So this is what Tosos quotes from, not our Tosos, the Tosos there quotes from the Rashbam. The Rashbam says here it's Kipshuto. Right? Lo nitak pasol mishum hu. But what does he do with the Gemara in Pesachim? The Gemara in Pesachim asks, why can't you bring it before nitak? And the answer is because of Gzeira. But according to him, if you want to really take the Gemara in Tzvachim as controlling and say, no, there's not a machlokes asugyas, then what do you do with that Gemara in Pesachim? So the answer is the Rashbam had a different girsa in Pesachim. Who else seems to have had this different girsa in Pesachim of the Rashbam? Who else seems to have had this different girsa? He changes the girsa. Again, by changes the girsa, I also assume, the Lechem Mishnah points out, it's not that he just changed the girsa on his own and made up random gemaras. He had such a girsa. He found such a girsa. The Rambam almost seems to have had this girsa. Because the Rambam says, what was the question? There's an answer. Gzeira, Koden Kapara, Atu Acher Kapara. That's an answer. What was the question to that answer? Right? Who knows how to play Jeopardy? The answer is Gzeira, Koden Kapara, Atu Acher Kapara. What was the question in Pesachim? So our girsa, the question in Pesachim is, why isn't it Kasher Koden Nituk? Right? Let's have the two girsos in Pesachim. Our girsa is Lama Eino Kasher Koden Nituk. And the answer is Gzeira Atu Lifnei Kapara. That's our girsa. In which case, it's a flat-out stira to the Pshat of the Gemara in Zvachim. But the Rashbam had a different girsa. The Rambam also seems to have had this girsa. The Akron of the Rambam, I didn't put them all in the Makorah sheet. Some of them want to suggest it's not that he had a different girsa, he just had a cheshbon that we hold different from the Gemara. But the Pashup Pshat is that if the Rambam says something different than our Gemara, and the Rashbam had such a girsa, probably the Rambam also had that girsa, even though the Rambam and the Rashbam did not live in the same place. But if your choices are either the Rambam had the Rashbam's girsa, or he had no such girsa, he just made it up logically, probably more likely had this girsa. What girsa do I mean? I'll read it to you from the Rambam. Says the Rambam in the fourth parak of Maaser Karban of Psulei HaMukdashin. Says the Rambam, Kol Asher Shenitek L'Riyai Mekrivu Ola Kasher. Right, same starts, same as our Gemara. Every Asher Shenitek L'Riyai, if you brought it Ola, it's Kasher. There's a big debate in the Achronim here, which I'm not going to deal with now, as to whether he means if you shecht it Stam, it's Kasher, or only if you shecht it L'Shem Ola. We'll ignore, bracket that now. And then the Rambam asks the question, V'lama lo yikari ba'atma Ola l'chachila? Why lechachila do you have to wait till it gets a mum and not bring it itself? Zerul acher kapara misham lifnei kapara. Clearly, this is the Gemara Pesachim. There's a din nitak l'riyas kasher l'ola. there's an answer, gzera achin kavara to lifting kapara, and there's a question, but he has a different question. So the Rashbam also had this different question. The Rashbam's not in our Tosfos, but in the, is the Rashbam in Tosfos Pesachim? Or in Menachos? No, the Rashbam might only be in Menachos. but the Rashbam also had this Girsa. They quote Rabbeinu Shmuel, right? Rabbeinu Shmuel is the Rashbam. Topirsa Kuntras, etc. Give me a sec. For Rabbeinu Shmuel, lo garis also kilonitek nami, lo hachi garis, ihachi lechatila nami. Exact same as the Rambam. So, Negirsas Rashbam, the Rambam, right? Anyone whose father's name started with Mem? Not sure because you're right on top. They had a different Girsa. What was their Girsa? Their Girsa was. Lama Lichatchila. Yere ad she yistaev. Yistaev is from Sa'av, Samach Aleph Beis, is the Aramaic root word corresponding to tummy. And tummy is darshaned often in the Gemara as referring to a Baal Mum. So yere ad she yistaev means it grazes till it gets a mum. And then you redeem it and use the money. We all know halacha lemaisa, keep in mind. Halacha lemaisa, you let it graze till it gets a mum and use the money for an ola. This is all b'dieved if you shechted itself for an ola. Why lechatchila not shecht itself for an ola? Why lechatchila wait till it gets a mum? And then the answer is, why lechatchila wait till it gets a mum? And the answer is, gzeira atu lifnei kapara. Okay, why lechatchila wait till it gets a mum? Gzeira atu lifnei kapara. That was the Rashbam's girsa. It was not about before nituk. It was about waiting until it gets a mum. Says Tosfos, the Rashbam could defend his grandfather. You could say that this Gemara wasn't talking about before Nitok. This Gemara, Myri Achar Nitok. It doesn't say before Nitok, why isn't it kosher? No, that Gemara is talking about after Nitok. Before Nitok, it's possibly Doraisa. Myri Achar Nitok. Vishalu lama sarich lechakot ad sheyipo bomum, which is just a modern way of saying yirachi slave, right? That's talking about after nituk. The Gemara is not talking about before nituk at all. There is no stira. It's talking about after nituk. After nituk, why do you have to wait for it to get a mum? Why not bring it itself? The answer is lechakila. Right, b'diavad, if you shecht it for itself for an ol, it's okay. But l'chachila, why do you have to wait till it gets a mum? And the answer is, gzeira atu kodem kapara. But it wasn't talking about before nituk at all. That is the Rashbam's defense of Rashi. The Sfas Emes here has one last defense of Rashi. And in the... I put in brackets, I think, the Ritva in Shavuos. The Ritva in Shavuos is very difficult. If you, at first, I just... opened up on the Bar Ilan and tried to read, and I said, I can't really read it. I can't get through it. Like, sentences don't flow logically properly. So I took the Masada Rav Kook edition off my shelf, and I look in the footnotes, and he says, yeah, it's hard to read because the sentences don't really flow logically. So Mistama, there's probably some, maybe bad Gersa in our Ritva and Shavuos or something. But he sounds like something like this Sfas Emes. The reason why I put it in brackets is because if you read it, like, there's a line that sounds like the Sfas Emes, but then there's a line that sounds the opposite, and it's just, it's very hard to read, and probably we just have a bad Girsa, or else we just, none of us know how to plumb the depths of the mind of the rich, of mind of the rich. But the Sfas Emes says it right here very clearly. Says the Sfas Emes, he says, based on the Mashmos of Rashi here, and this Mefurish in Rashi Menachos, it says, Shachto Stam is kosher, Acher Nitok. Shachto Stam is kosher Acher Nitok. Right? And Shachto Stam is puzzle before Nitok. What about, not Shachto Stam, what about Shachto L'Shem Ola? What would Rashi say about Shachto L'Shem Ola? Meaning, if you said that Shachtu Stam is possible before Nituk. What about Matstam? What about Shachtu Fishing Ola? Here, there's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Gershom. We don't have Rabbeinu Gershom on the page in Zvachim Menachos, or rather, we don't have Rashi on the page in most of Rabbeinu Gershom on the page in Zvachim in most of Menachos. But the Shittim Gubetzes has, right, the one I put in brackets on Menachos in Sukkot and Tess, has Rabbeinu Gershom, and they have a bit of an argument within the Shittah of Rashi. What would happen if you took our Gemara Kipshuto, Pasul Adshas Nitok because of who? Right? What, this is Shachto Stam. What about says Rashi in Menachos, and that's also the Mashmos of Rashi here. The Mashmos of Rashi here is, says Rashi, give me a second, let me find the point. Nitik in comes stame la'ola. Lo nitik lo avi stame la'ola. Rashi, it's talking about stam. And the Mashmos of Rashi in Zvachim is that kodem nitik shchato stam is pasol. Shchato L'shem Ola is kosher. And that would make a lot of sense. Because what's the point of Nituk for Rashi? The point of Nituk for Rashi is just to show that you don't want to bring it as an Ashram anymore. Right? So once you do Nituk, you've shown you don't want to bring it as an Ashram. Now Stam Ola Ola. Stam L'shma is for Ola. Because Nituk means you don't want it to be an Ashram. But even before Nituk, it's kosher and there's no problem of who if you shecht it explicitly L'shem Ola. Because by shechting explicitly shame Ola, that's as good as Nituk. Yeah. You've shown you don't want it to be an Asham. I just want to point out, Rabbeinu Gershom holds differently. Rabbeinu Gershom,
and when do stam,
in the Shita Mekubetzes in Menachos, says, Kodem Nituk, Afilu Shachto, L'shem Ola, is puzzled. Because of who? So Rabbeinu Gershom and Rashi have machlokas here. Can you substitute just Lishma for Nituk? Rabbi Gersh says, until Nituk, it's an Asham, there's no way to be Mashrit. Rashi says, he implies that here, because he says just what its Stam is, and in Menachos he's more explicit. Rashi says, I'll read you the Rashi Menachos, if you don't believe me, then I'm more explicit there, if I can find it easily. Rashi says here, Lo Nituk, Ushchato stam lo miskasher lo ola. The adayin shem asher ola, but boy yakira delishka de behedi lo shem ola. Yeah, before nituk is only good if you shecht it explicitly for an ola. Rashi says shechting lo shem ola is also as good as nituk. The whole point is just to show that it's not an asher anymore.
You mean stam needs basting, and the whole idea of basting, which is so explicit, gets changed just by the little bit.
Exactly.
Of
I mean, it's not that you really need basting, or you really need to give it to a shepherd to bring to the pasture. You just need to do something to show it's not an asham. One option is to shecht it l'shem ola. The other option is to give it to a shepherd. And the third option is for Bezdin to say that it's not an asham. Yeah, that's Rashi's.
It's bain ke'echad because it's possible to do it la'ola. Up until you shochet it la'ola, it's like bain ke'echad.
Correct. This is what's called bay akira. This is really the shita that's called Ba'i Akira. The truth is that, I don't want to get into this now, but if you look at the Ramban who said Machlokas HaSugyas, there is a Machlokas in Psachim whether when a carbon changes it needs Akira or not. It could be that that's why there's a Machlokas HaSugyas. Our Sugya holds it needs Akira, and the Sugya Psachim holds it doesn't need Akira.
That's Rav that changes his mind.
Exactly. Okay, but what does Sfas Emes say? Sfas Emes says it's brilliant except for the fact that it doesn't work in the language of the Gemara in Psachim. But otherwise it's brilliant. He says, he thinks our Gemara Kipshuto. He says, this is talking about Shchato Stam, it's Pasol Min HaTorah Kodem Nituk. Because of the Drasha of who? That's if you Shechted Stam. But the Gemara in Psachim, he just adds, an Okimta.
Yeah.
What's his Okimta, the Gemara in Psachim? That Shachto L'shem Ola Kodem Nituk. That's only Pasol Midrabanan Mishum Gzeira. And he says there's no steer in the first place. Or so you're supposed to shechtin it stam. If you shechtin it stam, it's still an asham. Of course it's possibly doraisa. That's who? It's possibly doraisa. Of that, so you're supposed to be shechtin l'shem ola. Then it's kashumi doraisa, because who made it not an asham anymore? That's only psul drabanan because of Gzeira. And therefore, says the, what would the halacha be? The halacha would be that l'shem ola kosher min ha-Torah and stam would be pasul min ha-Torah. I apologize for the crowdedness. Okay, that's the Sfas Emes. The only problem with the Sfas Emes is that the Gemara in Pesachim says, what's the line? If you shecht it stam, then it's kosher. Amalobay Akira. This shows it doesn't need Akira. If so, then why isn't it kosher before Nituk? It sounds like the Gemara is talking about not needing Akira. The Gemara there, it sounds like it doesn't need Akira. You don't need to show it to Shem Ola. So then the next lines before Nituk should also be when you don't show it to Shem Ola. Unless, what the Rashbam would have to say is that this shows you don't need Akira. But, I mean, this Fas Emes. It's a little duck, okay, the Lashon there again, because the Lashon there says, Amalubay Akira Ihachi Lo Nitak Nami. It doesn't need Akira, so it should be kosher before Nitak without Akira. It sounds like it's without Akira. Without Akira means you didn't do it L'Shem Ola. So it sounds like it's talking about Stam. That's why this is a little weak, right? That's why none of you showed him say it, I think. V'dachok de mashma bipsachim de mairi bistam. Why do I say mashma bipsachim de mairi bistam? Because the whole line of the Gemara is alma lo bayakira. You don't need to change its designation. And if you don't need to change its designation, that means we're talking about stam without changing the designation. So that's a little dachok. Lemaisa then, we've seen though four or five shitas as to how to get all these Gemaras to work. Let's just review for a second. Rashi takes everything of Pshuto. Our Gemara says, before Nituk, you know what, Rafi? Get me the board here. And then I will chazer, and then we'll say the Rambam, and then we will be done.
Well, what's the connection between Nituk and Akira?
Ah, okay, so hold that thought for a moment. Okay. Right, we've seen then three different ways to read our Gemara. Let's just figure out three ways to read our Gemara, four ways to read the Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Let's just summarize it for a second. One way of, right, this is the status of Asham Sheniskapru Bailov Kodem Shenitak Liria. Rashi in Zvachin says Pasol Min HaTorah because of who? Right? Pasol Min HaTorah because of who? Now, within that Derech of Rashi, right, you could take and then the Gemara's Vachim is perfectly Nicha. What do you do with the Gemara Psachim? Either number one, the Ramban, Alpi Rashi Psachim, says Machlokas Hasugyas, right? Or the Rashbam says, change the Gersa, and it's not talking about Kodem Nituk at all. Or the Sfas Emes says that the Gemara Zvachim is explicitly talking about Shchato Stam, and the Gemara Psachim is talking about Shchato L'Shem Ola. Now, why is this dachuk? What's this based on? This is based on within the idea that it's possible in a Torah, you can have two ways of understanding that. One is Rabbeinu Gershom, that it's just a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, deba'inan, davka, nitak, l'riya. Kodem, shenitak, pasol, in all cases. That's Rabbeinu Gershom. However, Rashi himself, as the Sfas Emes points out, Rashi in Menachos, and that's, I think, the mashmos of Rashi in Zvachim also, is that no, really, the halacha l'moshe m'sinai is not that you davka need nitok. You don't davka need nitok l'riya. Right? Kodem shenitak. Let me just add something here. And again, I am chazaring was on the other board. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai, not davka that you need nitok. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai deba'inan akiras shem asha mimenu. That's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. You need akir shem asha mimenu. What are the two ways? Either nitok, and then if you sheft it stam, or lo nitok v'shachat l'shem ola. Either one of those are good enough. Because halacha l'moshe m'sinai is not that you need to go to pasture. It's that you need somehow to declare that it's no longer asham. Which makes sense. How could Rashi say there are two ways to do nitok, with a bezdern or with a shepherd? The answer is because there's really three ways to do nitok. It's lav davka nitok. It's just you need some declaration. It's not an usher. It could be a psaka bezdin. If it's not a psaka bezdin, it could be a mice of giving it to a shepherd or sending it to a swamp. And it could also just be shechting and saying, hareini shochet l'shem ola. Right? All of those are proper ways of ending the shem usham. That is Rashi. And based on Rashi says, the Sfas Emes, that you can then use that to answer the Gemara in Psachim. What is a little dochuk about these two answers for Rashi? Maybe what's a little dochuk about the Rashbam is that besides the fact that he changed the Gersa, right? What is a little dochuk? All of Rashi is dochuk. Here you have to say it's a machlokes hasugyos, right? That makes it a little dochuk. But as we pointed out, based on what we just observed in Rashi, maybe it's not so dochuk. Why? Why is it not so dochuk? Because if Rashi Shita is not that you davka need nitok, but that you need akira, then the Gemara in Pesachim tells us there's a machlokes between manda amar boi akira and manda amar lo boi akira. So it's not so crazy to have machlokes asugyas if there are two manda amrim, right? So it's doch machlokes asugyas, but it's not so bad because maybe this is just the pre-existing machlokes, right? If you say it's machlokes asugyas, that's doch. But if there's a pre-existing machlokes amorim and you're just plugging it into that pre-existing machlokes amorim, that's not so dochuk anymore. Maybe there's just a pre-existing machlokes of boy akira, and we know the Gemara Pesachim on the word lo boy akira, because it says, versus lo boy akira. The Gemara Pesachim explicitly says lo boy akira, and the Gemara Pesachim would be mandor boy akira. So maybe Rashi's not so crazy to say it's a machlokes asugyos. Okay, the Rashbam is dochuk, because he has to change the girsa, which is not so crazy, because maybe he had that girsa. Plus, why did it say gzera atu kapara atu lifne kapara? Should have said gzera achar nitok atu lifne nitok. Plus, that's Tosus points this out. The Gemara should have said gzera atu lifne nitok, not atu lifne kapara.
Right.
So that's a little bit, you can say it's lav davka, but it's a little bit dochuk. And the Sfas Emes is a little bit dochuk because the Gemara in Pesachim sounds like it's dealing with stam, because it starts out saying asher shenitak l'riya ushchato stam is kosher, and then it says maybe lifnei nitok also. So we're talking about stam, right? Because this is the previous line was stam. Right, think about it. If I say stam is kosher, and then I ask lifnei nituk nami, I mean stam. Right, if I make an assumption, I don't change my mind, then, right, if I say you should wear pants on Tuesday, and I say Wednesday also, mustam, I mean wear pants. Right, so if I say after nituk, it's kosher stam. Lifnei nituk should also be kosher. L'chor, I'm talking about stam, which makes the Rashbam a little dochuk. Okay, that's the Rashbam's version, and of course, against all of this is the Tosfos version, meaning the Rian Rabbeinu Tam. And what's the Tosfos version? The Tosfos version is that kosher min haTorah, kosher min haTorah, and they have a different way of reading who, right? And what does who do? Kosher min haTorah, who pasol midrabanan gzeira atu lifnei kapara. And then what do they do with? Well, okay. It's kosher, and then, according to the Bali Tosos, the Gemara Pesachim is very nicha, as we already asked. Before nitok, it should be perfectly fine. The answer is only Xer Drabbanan. And what do they do with our Gemara? So here, the Re says that who is only a drasha to pasal lifnei kapara, before you get your kapara with another karban. That's all our Gemara meant. And Rabbeinu Tam says that who is machshir achar kapara. It's not that who says you need nituk, either who says you need kapara, or who says kosher after kapara, fine. Now, the one thing we have left to deal with is the Rambam, says the Rambam that I read to you. I'll read it again. Kol ashem shenitak l'ri'ya mikriva ola kosher. What's the problem with the Rambam? Someone tell me, before you know, it's a big machlok sachronim, who the Rambam holds like, Rashi or Tosfos. Right, just for example, the Lechem Mishnah and the Evan Ozel assume he holds like Rashi, the Maisur Kef and others assume he holds like Tosfos. Just tell me what the problem is in the Rambam before you know Rashi, before you know Tosfos, before you know Gemara. Just read the Rambam. Says the Rambam, Kol Oshem Shenitak L'Riyah, Emikrivu Ola Kosher. Any Oshem Shenitak, if you bring it as an Ola, it's Kosher. Okay, that's our Gemara. The Lama Lo Yikare Ba'atvo L'Chachila. Why, if it's kosher b'di'evet after nituk, why can't you bring it l'chachila after nituk? The answer is, gzeira l'achar kapara mishom lifnei kapara. A gzeira, don't bring it l'chachila after kapara, because you might bring it before kapara. So what did the Rambam just say? Let me write down what the Rambam said. Said the Rambam, achar nituk, kosher l'ola b'di'eved, kosher l'ola b'di'eved. But it's asher l'chavchila, right? L'chavchila, you have to wait till it gets a mum. But it's kosher l'ola b'di'eved. Why is it asher l'chavchila? Gzeira atu lifnei kapara. Now, let me ask you a simple question. Does the Rambam hold like Rashi or Tosfos? That will illustrate the problem in the Rambam. If the Rambam holds like Rashi, then if the Rambam holds like Rashi, you need nituk. You absolutely need nituk. Then which of these two lines works well in the Rambam? First line, right? He says after nituk it's kosher, before nituk it's pasul. But what's the problem with the second line? Then he should have said gzeira atu lifnei nituk, which is the kashya of the Rishpam. So here's the problem. Im timtzalomar kirashi hayalolomar gzeira atu lifnei nituk. If he held like Rashi, he should have said gzeira atu lifnei nituk, because lifnei nituk is possibly doresa. You make a gzeira atu the psul doresa. The problem is, in Timtzolomar, he held like Tosfos. Then what's the problem? If he holds like Tosfos, it's really kosher midoraisa before nituk. Then what's the problem? If it's kosher midoraisa before nituk, then why isn't it kosher if they nituk, right? In Timtzolomar, Tosfos, lama, eino kosher, bidi eved, kodem nituk. And don't say it's the gzeira, because for him, the gzeira is about something else. Right? He already used the gzeira for something else. It's not the gzeira, right? He doesn't have the gersa that is the gzeira. Kodem nitok, if vahare gzeira lo mairi kodem nitok. Okay, so what am I trying to say? Now, I admit you open up the achronim, you can have 100 answers to all these. I'm just trying to get the most pshatic answer in the Rambam, the most pshat answer in the Rambam. There's a basic problem in the Rambam. First he says, after nitok, it's okay, b'di'evet. Just not l'chadchila. Why? Because l'chadchila, don't do it after nitok, because you might do it before kapara. He says, hold on. What do you mean before kapara? We're talking about nitok. Why are we talking about kapara? And you don't know what he means. If he means b'dorais, you need nitok, then he should have said, it's exeri, you might do it before nitok. And if he says, no, midoraisa, you only need after kapara, you don't need before nitok, you don't need nitok. If midoraisa, you don't need nitok, then why is it only kosher after nitok? Should be kosher even before nitok. And don't say because of exeri, because he used the exeri to explain the lechachila, he didn't use the exeri for this. So the Rambam is very difficult. What's the most pshat answer? The Rambam, Chaim quotes me from Rav Shach, right? So I'm not saying I always politically agree with Rav Shach. But I think this Avi Ezri, it really has a great shot in the Rambam. The Rav Shach says in the Avi Ezri, what does the Rav Shach say in the Avi Ezri? He says, what's shot in the Rambam? The Rambam doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, his Gemara says, the Rambam writes, and probably his Gemara said, after Nituk it's okay, b'di'evin. But don't shecht the lechatchila after Nituk, because then you might shecht before Kapara. Well, no. What about between Kapara and Nitok? So, what do you want to say in the Rambam? So I think we should go back to here and say, maybe that's shot in the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam disagrees with everything we've been saying until now. Mm-hmm. We've been assuming until now there's something called Nitok which comes after it's Ashem Shinis Kapru Bailov. Ashem Shinis Kapru Bailov, Kodesh Shinitok L'Ri'iyah. That there's another thing called Nitok. What's that other thing? It may be Bezdin declaring that it's Nitok L'Ri'iyah, maybe handing it over to a shepherd. Maybe the Rambam holds there is no other thing called Nitok. Maybe if we just had the third shot of the Rambam, this shot of the Rambam, says the Rambam, that is not a valid case. There is no case of Ashim Shinis Kapur Bailov Kodim Nitok. Because the Rambam doesn't think Nitok means do something. The Rambam thinks Nitok just means it has the din of Nitok L'Ri'iyah. Maybe the Rambam thinks the Ashim Shenis Kapru Bailov equals Nitok L'Ri'iyah. It's saying the same thing in different words. Nitok doesn't mean you do something. Nitok means the Torah says something. That's the Torah says it's Nitok L'Ri'iyah. And Nitok is passive, not active.
Isn't that the way we use the Lava Nitok La Say? We said that, Aaron and I said that in the Mishnah. You don't understand why you need anything.
Correct! And maybe Rashi and Tosafot, this depends on your Gersa Pesachim. If you have the Gersa of Kodem Nitok Nami, then clearly you think Nitok is something after Kapara. But according to the Rambam's Gersa, Nitok L'Ri'iyah, it is Nitok L'Ri'iyah. Right? It's not a valid case. There is no time lag in between. And then it's very pashut. Kodem Kapara / Nitok. It's Pasol Midoraisa. Achare Kapara / Nitok. It is kosher. It's kosher midoraisa and kosher midarabanan. It's just not lechachila. It's kosher legamre b'di'evet. Remember, here's Gersim Pesachim. There is no gzera lifsol midarabanan. For the Rambam, it's very poshut. What are we saying here? All we're saying here is that kodem kapara / nitok. It is pasul min ha-Torah because of the drasha of who, which would be similar to the Ri. And all we're saying in Pesachim is that he has the Girsa Sarashbam. Again, you'll tell me why did the Rambam and the Rashbam in two totally different countries have the same Girsa? I don't know, but they did. The Eben also wants to tie into the Rambam doesn't have the Rashbam's Girsa. He just had a whole cheshbon and ended up rejecting this Gemara and happening to say the same thing as the Rashbam. But I think that's too much of a coincidence. He says that Achar Kapara / Nitok Lechatchila Lo yishchot ela yire ad she yistayiv. You should wait for it to get to mum, because the gzeira atu lifnei kapara slash nituk. Unlike Rashi and Tosos, who assume that gzeira is the possible yev before nituk, this gzeira is just like achila. In which case, the Rambam has a totally new pshat on the sugya, which again is only possible according to the girsa of the Rashbam. And if you notice, the Rashbam said this girsa without the Rambam shita. He says nituk is different from kapara. And then we said, well, it's dachuk. So why say after nituk, don't shech the chachila gzeira atukodim kapara? Why not say atukodim nituk? So the Rambam just had this girsa and says, because there is no difference in kodem nituk and kodem kapara. It's just the same thing in different words. Nituk and kapara mean the same thing in different words. And therefore, he has a totally different pshat in the sugya. I really think that's the doink in the Rambam. And I think it's a good pshat in the Gemara, because the Gemara never actually says, well, according to the Rambam, the Rashbam's Girsam Sachem, the Gemara never actually says there's the stage of Osram Shes Kapur Baidlo before Nituk. You need to do something else called Nituk. Maybe Nituk just means it's naturally Nituk. Any Asham that is Niskapur Baidlo is naturally Nituk Luria. So the Rambam would really be on Tosa's side that it's Kashem Minatori after Kapara. But not because Minatori don't need Nituk, because that is Nituk, right? So the Rambam would really be on Tosa's side. After Kapara, it's Kashem Minatori, but it's not an impossible Darbana. After Kapara, it's Kashem Lagabre, because after Kapara is also after Nituk. So we then have three basic sugyas. Rashi says, Kashem Minatori until Nituk. Between Kapara and Nituk, Kashem Minatori. Tosa says, between Kapara and Nituk, Kashem Minatori, possibly Darbanan. The Rambam says there is no between Kapara and Nituk. After Kapara is after Nituk, and it's Kosher Lagamre. Before Kapara is before Nituk, is Pasul Lagamre. That's what I think the Rambam says. I'm not the only one to think the Rambam says this. As Chaim pointed out, that the Avi Ezri also thinks the Rambam says this. And I think he's right about this.
So the Rambam doesn't need any base steam, doesn't need any doesn't need any...
The fact that it's Asher Shus Kapur Bailov is Nituk L'Riyah.
Aha.
So this is a big problem. The Kesev Mishnah Lecha Mishnah Alata right here say the Rambam Paskin's Boy Akira, and you have to shecht it explicitly shame Ola.
And that's what he meant by his Lashon is not so clear. They think imikrivu Ola.
Hikrivo Ola means L'shem Ola. He could have said L'shem Ola or Lit Ola, so it's ambiguous. The Achronim go to town, bring many Rambams where it sounds like he holds Loba Yakira. And the answer is that's a big mess, and I'm not going to sort it out right now. No, my pshat is not depending on his passing Boy or Loba Yakira, because all I'm claiming is that even if Boy Yakira, there's no thing called Nituk that has to do with it. Even if Boy Akira, the only way to do Akira is by shechting L'shem Ola, not by something else called Nituk. That's what I'm claiming. Okay, so this is it for the sugya, Rafi, when you get a chance. Now we're ready to start shir. Who is it who insulted me before by saying that they were taking bets whether I would get to Daf Makoros 9? And you see, after just 10 minutes of finishing up 8, we got to Daf Makoros 9. Says the Gemara. Okay. We'll even have time to tell you the whole Chakir of Daf Makoros 9. Just without all the nine meetings, perhaps. Says the Gemara. Right, pick up Rabosai from Daf Hey Amid Beis. And Yosri Rav Nachman, about 5/8 of the way down. Yosri Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshiv, Yosri Rav Adam, Rav Masik, Abayu, Yosri Ka'amri. They were analyzing this apparently famous dialogue between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Elazar, right? This is the second time that Lino and Maroyim are analyzing it. so they analyze it and they say, Hadakam Rabbi Elazar Matzino Mabon Lacher Misha Jim Shirmi Maratzim. Rabbi Elazar says, we find, we want to know if we can have a carbon that's kosher but not Maratza. What do you mean? Posthumous carbonos are kosher but not Maratza. Lamely Reish Lakish, Hanunami Laisuv Lirtsu. Why can't Reish Lakish answer him that no, posthumous carbonos are Maratza? Why can't Reish Lakish answer that posthumous carbonos give ritzui? They do give kapara. Now the Hiran Orah points out here that it's really just they're nitpicking on the Shaka Matarga. Really, Reish Lakish has a point, because after all, there's always the case of a posthumous carbon of a ger who has no relatives, which clearly has no relatives to be maratza for. So it's not like there still is some case. Okay, if you really, I'm not going to go into it now. But if you want to think about it deeply, you'll see this depends on a chakir we said from the Griz last time. If the original problem is Reish Lakish is, if Reish Lakish's original problem was, can there be such thing as kasher ve'inam ratzeh, then the coroner is right. There's still such thing, because a ger who dies, his carbon is kasher ve'inam ratzeh, and then they're just nitpicking. If Reish Lakish's problem is what's the mucker of kasher ve'inam ratzeh, then the coroner is wrong. Then they're not nitpicking. They're saying, you can't call this a mucker of kasher ve'inam ratzeh. A carbon of a ger is not a mucker. That's an exception. A carbon of a regular person can be a mucker. The carbon of the regular person is maratza. Okay, but let's go on with the shakim target to get to our main point. Why not say it is maratza? Amalei, if I had maratza, you'll let us be yoldo, but now you're yoldo. What do you mean? Remember what the case was. You'll let us, who brought her chattas and still had to bring her ola. And her kids bring her ola. Her kids didn't have babies. How can it be mechaper for them? No, maskler, vasi, man lemel and di'i kameh sega belomaskapra. Who says, meaning, why not? Why wouldn't this olas you let us also be mechaper and all her assays? An olas mechaper and assays, even if you bring it for a yoledis. A yoledis brings her olas also mechaper and assays, and if it's mechaper and her assays, came to ike kami assega ba mechaper, yosher nami mechaper, it should be mechaper and the assays of the Yorshim also. Let it be mechaper and the assays of the Yorshim. So how can you say a posthumous carbon is kasher in a maratze? No, it's mechaper on any averus, any bitl assays that the Yorshim did. So now the Gemara Lameira de Kanyelu, does that mean the Yorshim acquired the kapar of this carbon? V'ha'am Rabbi Yochanan, hiniach ma'os l'shnei banav. You got the board, by the way, Rafi? Okay, hiniach ma'os l'shnei banav u'meis, kreva, mincha, l'shnei banav u'meis, kreva, imbo shutfas. There's a rule that shutfim are allowed to bring an animal carbon, but shutfim can't bring a mincha. Only an individual can bring a mincha. So if a guy died and left a mincha and had two kids, the two kids can bring this mincha together, and it's not a psul of shutfas. But the nefesh is a mucker that only an individual, not a shutfus, can bring a mincha. If the yorshim acquire the carbon, if the yorshim become bailim, now they're shutfim. Shutfim can't bring a mincha. So that proves the yorshim are not the bailim. Oh, the Gemara then asks, the lo kanyulu, not the bailim. If someone dies and leaves an animal and his two kids, they bring this carbon, but they can't do tamura, because shutfim can't do tamura. So you see already the stira. They're not shutfim, they can bring a mincha, but they are shutfim, they can't do tamura. If you say that the yorshim are kona the karban, then we understand why they can't do tamura, because now they're shutfim in the karban, and shutfim can't do tamura. But if they're not kona, let them do tamura. No, shani hasan the rakam hamer yamer the rabbi say yorish. Over this special pasuk, an extra lashon hamer yamer to be marbe yorish. By the way, we should point this out. There's a machlokas tanaim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir whether Yorish can do tamura or not. Again, doing tamura is not a good thing, meaning it's an avera to do tamura, but whether if he switches it, both karbanos becomes kadosh. This Gemara is assuming the way we paskin like Rabbi Meir against Rabbi Yehuda, that a Yorish does smicha and a Yorish can do tamura. Meaning not that he should, it's an avera, but if he doesn't, then it is effective. It's chal. Okay, so where this whole story is with the Rabbi Meir. So, and how does he know? Because an extra lashon hamer yamer to marbe yorish. Echad meimrein shnayim emir, and since it's in singular lashon, and not lashon, it's in lashon yachin, not rabim, hamer yamer, is not yamiru, but hamer yamer, therefore shows a single yorish can do tumor, not a double yorish. So really, they're not koneh. The reason why two yorshim can't do tumor is exeris akasif. Maskel yachin har kod el miyati gavim maishir sivim gol yigal the rabbi say yorish hachanami echad gol ben shnayim golim. No shani maishir. Okay, the question is by redeeming maishir sheni, we also have an extra lashon gol yigal ishmi masro chamishi so. Chamishi so you'll save a love and gol yigal is if the yorish redeems his father's maishir sheni, he adds a fifth. You can be the same drasha. If one kid, and if he is an only child, he adds a fifth. But if he has two kids or more, they don't add a fifth. That's not true. No. That's okay. By Meiser Sheni, a shutfim add a chomesh like an individual when they're alive. So shutfim add a chomesh like an individual when they die. By Tamura, when they're alive, shutfim can't do Tamura and an individual can. So to the Yoresh, after he dies and the kids inherit, an individual can do Tamura and shutfim can't. Okay, so now we're defended. Our kasha was, let's review. By the way, whose job is it going to be to tell them the air conditioning doesn't work? What are you tying to, Rafi? You're in charge. What do we want to know? We want to know what are the magic words in the sugya? Kanyalahu or lo kanyalahu? Right? we want to know is, what do we start with the question? Is the carbon miratzeh al hayorshim umechaper al asei shalahem? Or in other words, ha'im kanyelahu olo? That's the Gemara's question. What's the evidence we bring? First evidence we bring is mincha kreva al yedei shnei banim. This proves lo kanya. Right? Then we want to bring the fact that shnei banim ein mimirim. This proves lo kanya. This proves lo kanya. They're not considered shutfim. But this proves kanya, right? Because they are shutfim. And then we're doche that ein mimirim mishum gzeiras hakasa. It's a gzeiras hakasa, they can't be mimir, so it doesn't prove anything. Then what does the Gemara say in the end, though? In the end, the Gemara says, hold on a second, forget about this shutfim mimirim. Tamura in the first place, since when can a stranger do tamura? Only a bailim can do tamura. So what do they say? Amrli ravasi l'ravashi umina. From it itself, forget about the detail of two owners doing tamura. Tamura in the first place, yarav shlo kanya luhainu dechad mi amemar. If it's kanya, that's why even a single yorish can do tamura. Eli amr lo kanya luhu. But if he's not kona, hechi memar. If he's not kona and he's not kapara, how can he do tamura? Right, kanya seems to equal kapara in the shakla v'tarya, both in the beginning and the end. Right, because amr of yoram yochanan maktish mosav chomish was kapara osha tamura. If I, talking about splitting the rules, if I'm maktish a korban for you, you're a nazir, you need a carbon. So I'm actish, this would be carbon for your nazir. Or you're a chote, you need a chatas. Or you're a yoledes, or a zav, or whatever. I'm maktish a carbon for you. Who has to add a chomish, they redeem it? The maktish. Not the miskaper. Who can do tamura? Not should, but it would be effectively the tamura, the miskaper, not the maktish. So we see tamura is only on the miskaper, on the real owner. Vatorm shalo shachavir tovasana shalo, and a similar case where someone does for something else in truma. If I give truma to exempt your produce, you have a big field of produce, you're supposed to give your own truma. Instead, I bring my produce and give it as truma to be exempt you, then I get to pick which coin it goes to. Okay, so now we have a problem. What's the problem? The problem is that the yoresh, the very idea that the yoresh is meimir, right? Meaning osa tamura. Doesn't that prove kanya? Because a stranger can't do tamura, right? And again, where this whole sugi is assuming it's a double pasha, we pass like Rabbi Meir that a yorish does tamura. That's the ground rules. So this proves kanya. Now we have a problem. Lo kanya, kanya. Right? So what's the Gemara's answer? Very simple answer, if only we understood it properly. Mikeva lo mechaper. Mikofya mechaper. No problem, it's in between. Mikeva lo mechapra, mikofya mechapra. The answer is in between, right? Is it miskapra or not? Is it miskapra in their say? The answer is not mikiva, but yes, mikofya. Okay, what does kiva and kofya mean? Not that they don't have so much. What does Rashi say? We know what kiva means, kavua, right? It's not a real kavua kapara. It's only a kofya. What are the two pshatim what kofya means? What does Rashi say kufya means? What's the what?
Floating.
Kufya, exactly. Right? The kaf means to float, right? Isn't it? In the Gemara, I don't think in Tanakh, but in the Gemara, that's how they say float, right? So Rashi says kufya means floating, right? Kaf equals tsaf in Hebrew. Floating, meaning, what does floating mean? It's floating kapara. It means like surface level, right? Surface level, not so deep, right? Right, this beauty is skin deep, right? It's only mikofya. That's Rashi. What does the Rabbeinu Hananel and Yoma and the Sefer Ha'aruch say? They say, it's not miloshem kaf, meaning, right? The Rabbeinu Hananel says in Yoma and the Aruch, I pointed out in Erech Kaf the 10th, He is a dictionary. The Aruch is the first Talmudic dictionary, 1,000 years before Jastrow, Rav Nassim of Romi, and he has each root word. If the root word has more than one meaning, in his opinion, is more than one entry. I think there are 15 for kaf, because it's a very. But what does he say it means in this one? What does the lashon of kaf mean? It has nothing to do with floating. What does he say it means? He says it's milashon hakafas yadayim. You put your hands on it. What do we call putting your hands on it, of course? Smicha. What does that mean? He means the kapara only comes from the smicha. Now, Rav Meir says, it actually works out very nicely here. He's talking about the Goren Yoma. Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda argue about two things. Does the Yorish do smicha, and can the Yorish do tmura? So the answer is, the Yorish from Tzachar Mikufya means he gets kapara from the smicha. Before the smicha, right? What does that mean? It means he only gets kapara from smicha and on. What does that mean? It's not really meant for his kapara, but since it's not really meant for his kapara, it's really meant for his father's kapara. But since his father is now in the Olam Ha'emes and can't actually bring it and put his hands on it anymore, right? He has to bring it. He does the smicha. Once he does the process of bringing and doing smicha, he gets kapara from his involvement in that process. That's what it sounds like from the Rach and the Aruch. It sounds like only gets a verb smicha on, meaning what I think it means is kapara from doing the process of bringing it. Right? It wasn't really for his kapara. It's not kavua, right? But not from the nature of the carbon. Right? It wasn't really for his kapara. It's really for his father's kapara. But since he's the one who's doing the process of bringing it, he gets kapara from there. So for Rabbi Hanan the Aruch, I think you have a clear qualitative distinction. There's like the kapara of, this is perhaps reminiscent of what we saw in the Rambam. It's the identity, the Bible built into the identity. There's a kapara that's built in. That's the Goshen can't get. Because it was for their father's kapara, not for them. Or their mother's kapara in this case, not for them. And then there's the kapara of the one doing the process of bringing it. He's the one who does smicha. So he gets kapara from involvement in the process, even though it's not built into the nature of this carbon. For Rashi, it's a little less clear, just as a floating kapara, not a deep kapara. Exactly what that means. We know what it means. It's a partial kapara, but not a full kapara. Exactly how to migrate that, we still need to do a little more work. One of the big question marks that we still want to get to is it Meratza or not? The answer is Meratza Mikufya. Is it Kanya or not? Lemaskada, is it Kanya or not? Who's the Bailam of this carbon? Right? As a matter of fact, how many possibilities are there? Who's the Bailam of this carbon? Lemaskana? It's not so clear. First we tried to prove Lo Kanya. The Yorshim are not the Bailam. Then we prove Kanya, the Yorshim are the Bailam. And then we say they get a partial kapara. Okay, but are they the Bailam or are they not the Bailam? How many possibilities are there who the Bailam are? I mean, at least on the simple level.
The mate?
Three. Maybe the mate is still the Bailam. Or maybe, obviously, the Yorshim are the Bailam. Or maybe nobody's the Bailam, right? All of these are on the Makoros in the sheet in front of you, of course.
There's another possibility.
Yes.
But there's maybe two didn't even buy them.
Correct. Okay, that was the stifler in the brackets. Right. But I think we're going to have to wait to understand this properly. I think Rafi won his bet, Mikiva, even though I think I won Mikufya. But we'll have to come back to this, Amir Tzashem, on Thursday. So we'll have to pick up with this, but this is going to be the big question. You know, will the real Bailam please stand up? Who is the real Bailam? And of course, if the Yorshim are the real Bailam, why are they allowed to bring a Mincha B'Shufas? And if the Yorshim are not the real Bailam, why are they allowed to do Tumura? That's really the question, or I know.
No, I mean, it's so obvious that one is an identity issue and one is a moment issue.
You're quoting to me without realizing the Stifler.
I didn't see.
Right? That's exactly what the Stifler says. And I assume you're quoting the same direction he is. Okay, but we'll have to come back to that and discuss it. Okay, just by a quick show of hands. Yeah, you could.